الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعة أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, amongst the various difficulties and challenges facing us both on an individual and collective level is the amount of conflict, tension, disputes there is within our community. One would be hard pressed today to find on a macro level, meaning an in community or jamaat, or on a micro level, on a family level, that you can find a community or a family in which there is no tension or some sort of conflict. And here when we talk of tension and conflict and disputes, we are not talking of difference of opinion, which I will inshallah enumerate during the course of the talk about that also. But we are talking about unnecessary and harmful types of disputes and conflicts within our community. Now this is not an insignificant matter, because it has tremendous repercussions. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention that yadullahi ala al-jama'ah, Allah Ta'ala's hands of assistance is upon the united lot. فَإِنَّ الْبَرَكَةَ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ, Allah's blessings is upon a united lot. Obviously, the opposite of that would mean you would be deprived of Allah's assistance and you would be deprived of Allah's blessings. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day told the companions and said, should I not show you something which is even greater in rank than performing salat and keeping fast? And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, definitely show us something. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Islahu Dhatul Bayyin, to reconcile people who are having arguments and disputes. Because the opposite of that, disputes and arguments, hi al-haliqah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is like a razor. And then further elaborating, he said, I do not say that it shaves off the hair of your head, but it shaves off your deen and your religion. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, La yahillu lirrajul, it is not permissible for a person, ayyahjur akhahu fawqa thalath, to keep aloof from his Muslim brother out of hatred for more than 3 days. If there is any particular type of dispute and conflict, Islam allows a cooling off period of 3 days. After that, you overcome your prejudice, your anger, your hatred. You find out the reasons for that conflict and you resolve it before 3 days elapse. Because it is not permissible for a person, a mu'min, said Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to allow himself to shun himself from his next Muslim brother out of hatred for more than 3 days. These are aspects that we are well aware of. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has made mention that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming out one day from the masjid to inform the ummah about the precise night of Laylatul Qadr, when two people were arguing. And Ibn Kathir makes mention, because of this argument, Allah lifted this knowledge till the day of Qiyamah. And he comments on this, saying that dispute amongst the people is so pernicious that because of that, the ummah has been deprived of this blessing till the day of Qiyamah. There are other wisdoms in what had become the status quo. But this is the fact that because of the dispute, Allah Ta'ala lifted a certain branch of knowledge from the ummah. Now we can go on making mention with regard to the harms of disputes and conflict and tension. That is not the objective of the talk. The objective of the talk is that Sharia has not only made mention with regard to the harms of disputes and conflict. Sharia has also shown us ways of avoiding dispute, conflicts and tensions. And that is on a practical level, and that is what I would like to concentrate and I would like to enumerate on. The first thing the Sharia has told us to stay away from disputes, conflict and tensions is avoid an argument instead of getting involved in an argument. We all know the saying, prevention is better than cure. Don't get involved as far as possible in an argument, in a dispute. Stay far away from disputes and arguments. The Quranic ayat, وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When an ignorant person come and argue and dispute with you, tell unto him peace. You go on your way, I'm not prepared to argue with you. The purport of this ayat according to the ulama is that as far as possible, don't get involved in an argument with people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith that when someone comes and argue with you when you are fasting, don't get involved in the argument with him. Tell him, I am fasting. I got better things to do. So the first aspect that the Sharia has taught us with regard to staying away from conflict and arguments is, instead of getting involved in an argument, stay away from an argument and avoid the argument and the dispute and conflict and tension. The second thing the Sharia has said, if the matter comes to the stage where for some reason or the other you get involved in the argument, then consider foregoing your right. Consider unilateral withdrawal. Consider forgiveness instead of getting further involved in the argument. And we must understand what is the concept of forgiveness in Sharia. Forgiveness and pardon signifies a right to which an individual is entitled to. You are entitled to that. But despite the fact that you are entitled to that, you forego it for the sake of Allah. That is what forgiveness and pardon is. This concept of forgiveness is far more superior than the concept of forgiveness which Christianity would like us to believe that this is a religion of forgiveness and mercy. Because in that there is no reward. You are told you have to forgive whether you like it or not. You have no choice in the matter. You have no option in the matter. There is no reward because you have no option. The Sharia is even more greater in terms of its concept of forgiveness. You are entitled to do it. Allah leaves it upon you. But Allah also tells you, but if you forgive, Allah Ta'ala will give you the reward. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. The legal recompense if someone has done you wrong or someone has done an evil to you is to do that amount of wrong and evil that he has done to you. But فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ. But if you forgive and you reconcile, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, then your reward is with Allah. Allah Ta'ala further says, وَأَنْ تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. But if you forgive, then this is closer towards piety. It is closer to piety that you forgive rather than taking the matter forward. So this is the concept of forgiveness and pardon, which is a unique aspect of our deen. And many a times we will find, if you were to analyze the type of arguments and disputes people have within families and communities, sometimes it is so petty. It is in reality, the example of it is like Hazrat Maulana Ihtisham ul-Haq Thanvi rahmatullah alayh used to give an example, and he not an example, it was a real life incident. An incident subject to correction, it was with regard to Professor Akbar Allahabadi. He was young when his father decided to send him for studies overseas. Now, at that particular time, when a person went out for studies overseas, he went for several years at a time. So when he was going, because of him going to leave the house for several years, the father said, tell me whatever you want, I will bring it to you. Keeping in mind that he was a young person, he made a request with regard to something which was attuned to his age. He asked for a toy. The father could not find it in the bazaars and the markets, and he left. He went away for studies. After he left, that particular toy became available. The father took it, left it in one corner of the house. He comes back after several years. And on the very first day when he comes back home, everyone is there now to welcome him. He has come back after many years of studies. And during the course of that, people are welcoming him, speaking to him. The father takes out the toy that he had made a request about several years prior to this. And obviously now when he gives him the toy, he feels embarrassed. When you make a request when you are 8 years of age for a toy, and someone gives it to you when you are 17, 18 years, obviously you are going to feel embarrassed. Unless if it is a TV game, then today, youngsters and elders are all tuned to it alike. But of course, in the previous times, there used to be difference with regard to that. Keeping that in mind, you will find he felt embarrassed. And the father realized his embarrassment, but the father wanted to give him a lesson. And he said, oh my son, you made a request for this before you left for studies. It was more important for you than anything else. Today you are feeling embarrassed with regard to a request you yourself had made. The lesson I would like to impart to you is, do not do something today, Do not say something today, then on the day of Qiyamah you will feel embarrassed with regard to it. That you will feel, why did I say such a thing? Why did I do such a thing? And in reality, many of our arguments and disputes is like children fighting over toys. On the day of Qiyamah, when we come to realize with regard to what were we fighting for, then you will realize it was as petty and minor as children fighting over toys. So the second thing is, we must keep in mind unilateral withdrawal. Keep in mind that we should maybe forgive. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "Ana za'imun bi baytin fi wasat al jannah, liman taraka al mara wa huwa muhiq." I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah for a person who walks away from an argument despite the fact that he is on the right. Let me repeat that hadith. I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah for a person who walks away from an argument despite the fact that he is on the right. The third thing our ulama has said with regard to avoiding disputes and conflicts, and this is not, don't look at someone else, look at it on our own situations, whether it be on our family level, community level. The third thing our ulama has said, sulah, compromise. What is the meaning of compromise? Do we find that in the books of fiqh and jurisprudence, there are entire chapters on the chapter on compromise. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran makes mention, wasulhu khair. Compromise is many a times better for you. What is the meaning of compromise? Compromise means that you, instead of taking what you are entitled to in full, you compromise upon that and come less than your full and entire demand for the sake of reaching an amicable and overall settlement. That is the meaning of compromise. And what is meant, Allah Ta'ala says, wasulhu khair. Many a times compromise is better. And why is it better? Because it doesn't get you involved further in conflict, further in bitterness. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, kullu sulh ja'izun bayna al-muslimin illa sulha ahalla haraman wa harrama halalan. Aw kama qala. Every compromise that people make among themselves, it is permissible. It has a legal standing in Sharia. Except that compromise where you make one thing which is halal haram, or you make a haram or prohibited act halal. Although that is not permissible, otherwise compromise between people is permissible. The fourth thing our ulama have made mention with regard to resolving and staying away from conflicts and tension is through the formal route. After understanding these three things, you take the formal route, either by calling pious people to mediate in your matter or to arbitrate in the matter. And that is something that is, there is a difference between mediation and arbitration, a technical aspect. I won't go into it. But the Quran has made mention with regard to this also. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. If the husband and wife are having a conflict, or they are having difference of opinion, or they are having problems in their marriage, then let the wife choose someone who will represent her. Let the husband choose someone who will represent him, and let them get together and let them arbitrate and mediate the matter. And Allah Ta'ala says, "Iyurida islahi." If they both come together in the spirit of reconciliation, in the spirit of reconciling their differences, Allah Ta'ala will reconcile them and Allah will put muhabbat and love amongst them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our Sharia has shown us four ways and manners and methods of resolving arguments and disputes and conflicts within ours. To repeat, I will make mention of it. Firstly, we find that avoid an argument before you get involved. Prevention is better than cure. Secondly, consider unilateral withdrawal. Consider foregoing your right. Consider forgiveness. People might regard forgiveness and unilateral withdrawal as an act of passivity. They might regard it as an act of timidity. But look at what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, "Wala man sabara wa ghafara." He who makes sabr and he forgives what is entitled to him, "Inna dhalika la min azmil umur." It is an act of great courage. Courage is not to take revenge. It's an easy way out to take revenge. Courage is what you are entitled to. You forgive it for the sake of Allah. The third thing is compromise. The fourth thing is mediation and arbitration. Further aspects that we're going to keep in mind with regard to argumentation and disputes, we should always keep the bigger picture in mind. And what is part of that particular bigger picture is a person who believes in Allah and His Rasul and the day of Qiyamah will always be closer to someone who also may have the similar type of beliefs. He will always be closer to someone who has similar types of belief rather than someone who does not share in those particular fundamental beliefs. An example of this is at the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala's conflict. In the earlier stages, in the earlier days of Islam, Right. As unfortunate as it was, the Roman Empire wrote to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, trying to take advantage of this particular internal discord between Ali, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he wrote unto Hazrat Muawiyah that if you want to, I can come to your assistance to fight against Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote back and said, what did he say? He wrote back and he said that the day you even cast a glance against Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, despite our difference, I will be the first person to stand behind Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala to fight against you. Irrespective of our difference. And therefore, that is a fact that despite the internal discord in the earlier stages of Islam, it never had an effect upon the spread of Islam. Because it was based on sincerity. Another aspect that we also got to keep in mind with regard to avoiding disputes and conflict is we should avoid heated argumentation. If there is a difference of opinion, we should discuss it in a brotherly, amicable manner. مَا ذَلَّ قَوْمٌ بَعْدَ الْهُدَىٰ إِلَّا أُوتُوا الْجَدَلِ Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, no nation after being given hidayat is led astray from guidance except through the means of argumentation. Through the means of argumentation, Allah Ta'ala takes you away from hidayat and guidance. And lastly, I would like to make mention with regard to this point, that many a times you and I, we do not differentiate between dispute, conflicts, and difference of opinion. We must keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made people, Allah has created people with different temperaments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people with different perceptions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people differently. And it is also a fact that it is in the difference of creation that lies the beauty of humankind. We look at all flowers and we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. What would it been better if all flowers had one similar color? Or it is وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ Or it is among the signs of Allah that He has created things in different colors. And these different colors lend to the beauty of the landscape. In a similar manner, difference of opinion sometimes lend difference or different ways of resolving a particular issue. And when there is, we're not talking about unacceptable difference of opinion with regard to fundamentals. There is absolutely no scope with regard to that. There we would not be able to tolerate or compromise with regard to unacceptable difference of opinion or difference of opinion with regard to fundamentals. But it is with regard to a difference of temperament or it is with regard to aspects of deen for which there is scope of difference of opinion. Then we must be able to tolerate and we must be able to respect one another's opinion when there is acceptable difference of opinion. Sometimes, for example, there could be a difference of opinion because of the temperament of a person. Hazrat, in the time of the Battle of Badr, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam called for, you know, difference of opinions with regard to what must we do with the captives of the Battle of Badr. And there were various suggestions that were given. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave the suggestion, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, they are still our people. They are still families of ours. If we, for example, show raham and mercy upon them, one day they would accept Islam. Show mercy upon them, O Prophet of Almighty Allah. Release them with some sort of ransom. They will get free, but one day perhaps they will come back and they will accept Islam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, these people have come out to fight against that which is truthful. And now we got to show an example that brotherhood on the basis of faith is greater than brotherhood on the basis of blood. Therefore, it is my opinion that these people should be beheaded. They should be killed. And the killing should be done by that person who is closest to them. Umar radiallahu anhu gave this particular advice. What did Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Can anyone say which of the two ones is correct? Both of them, with regard to what they had said, were sincere. You cannot say definitely this is right or this is right. It was a difference of opinion which they have given according to their temperament. And upon this, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the companions and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain people's heart soft as milk. And O Abu Bakr, your example is like the example of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي O Allah, whoever from amongst my followers, they accept my message, they are part of me. وَمَنْ أَسَانِي But if they disobey me, then you are also غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ And now Abu Bakr, your example is like Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was known for his mercy and compassion. And he made dua in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. If you punish my followers, O Allah, they are your bondsmen, they are your creation, you have the right to punish them. Wa in taghfir lahum, but if you forgive them, you also have the right to forgive them, because you are all powerful. And now Umar, your example is like the example of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made dua to Almighty Allah, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْعَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Oh Allah, do not leave a single disbeliever alive in this world. And oh Umar, your example is like Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who made dua, رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاجْدُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. Oh Allah, destroy their wealth. Put a seal upon their hearts. Do not let them bring iman until they see your punishment. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's dua. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Difference of temperament. Instead of criticizing someone whom you are not attuned with his temperament, rather follow someone amongst the ulama whom you are more attuned to that particular ulama alim's temperament. Instead of criticizing. Difference of opinion, take it into account. So these are some of the aspects that we've got to keep in mind, that this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our Sharia has told us, practical examples of avoiding dispute. Not only making mention that dispute is bad, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us ways to avoid dispute, conflict and tension, both on a collective level, on the level of community or jamaat level, or on the individual family level. If we adhere to this, then inshallah we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create happiness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create love amongst us. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates love, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates, you know, unity amongst people, then in the wake of that you will find Allah ta'ala's hands and of assistance is upon the united lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings is upon the united lot. May Allah give you the tawfiq of understanding and making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.